Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trey Edwards, John Gervais, Jason Madison, and Juju Julio Gotti. We got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You're getting all the extra content. The OG podcasts, those are back and running. You're getting the Cinephobe special edition ones. Trust me, you haven't listened to them all. We get the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons. That's where we rewatch old Cinephobe movies, and you get to chime in, be in the chat, and interact. You get the Discord. You get special advance notice to certain things that might be on the horizon. Don't want to give it all away. And so much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. All right, let's get started.
Hey, what I really say though, bro, to make this shit small world, how me and Amin got connected. Amin invited me on ESPN's True Hoop, right? I had came on, I did a guest, I brought Chris Childs on. The next thing,
that was talking the first to Jade. Time? Was that the first time?
No, the first time you came on to talk about the Knicks and Derrick Rose going AWOL. The second time was bringing on a guest. I brought Chris Childs. I loosely said it like, oh, we could talk about the Kobe Chris Childs situation and discuss it. This was 2016, by the way, when podcasts were still kind of simmering. It was just Rogan and a couple other niggas, and it wasn't
so many. So I'm just real quick. So many of the shit that goes viral now. Yeah. I'm like, dog, we had that on our podcast. We had the first podcast Steven Jackson ever told the story about the shootout in Indiana. Was with us.
Was on ours. Damn. Listen, and this is how, Juju, and this is how it happened. I said, hey, I have Steven Jackson come on. I mean, like, oh, word? I bet. I had Jack come on, because this is another thing. Because Jay was still trying to fill me out.
I knew Jack. I didn't know you knew him. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. It was more of Jay was still kind of trying to fill me out. So he's like, I mean, I don't know about this guy, right? So this is a Call Your Bluff episode. You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people that was listening to the pod was like, all right, who? Because nobody knew what I looked like, too, by the way. I was just a black cafeteria tray on the internet for like many years. Right? So, and I only protected my identity because I was a school teacher. I didn't want to get fired from my job because we lying. I got mad beefs back then. Back then, I was fucking with everybody. I was getting into it with everybody.
Back then, the nigga was a menace.
Back then, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I remember, Evan Turner not going to remember this, but I was beefing with that nigga.
I remember that shit.
Chris Douglas Roberts. Like, the list goes on, bro.
Chris Douglas Roberts. No, but that nigga's crazy.
I've had all these people that don't like us beefing with you. I thought you had to deserve this answer to the question.
Shout out to Evan Turner was shitting on me in the comments the other day, talking about I was a fake-ass birdie. No, that's my nigga. Shout out to him. So
salute to him. To he make this look a rough week too last week.
This a triangle of like your full circle story. I told the story of how Jack, when I was 20, no, I was 19 years old. We partied, me, him, Jamarcus Russell, and Pinky, the porn star, out in San Francisco. Salute. I told it on the pod.
I mean,
yes, listen. Jack even told niggas how he would miss games to hang out with me in Milwaukee. We'd be drunk in a club. Like, and we telling this shit on ESPN because there was no penalty for him. He was done. Damn. He was getting ready to get in his little career. He was getting to his media shit. But then that's how that shit even got to that point of me and Amin getting even closer. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just kind of like Amin actually on my birthday said, me and Mariano were stars. This is January 10th, 2017. Here we are.
Your birthday?
On my birthday, I don't think you didn't even tell a nigga happy birthday. It was more of a genuine post.
He definitely didn't tell you happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, I said that shit on the nigga birthday. That doesn't sound like me.
So 7 years later, here we are doing a pod together with Juju, who also has a story with Steven Jackson, Jason Madison. I'm still a fan of Jason Madison, but I was a fan of fucking Jason Madison before I became Jason Madison's friend. Jason Madison, nice. Rapper, producer, director, etc. DJ,
philanthropist,
all this other shit. Again, you know what I mean? Met John Gervais 5 years ago. Me and John share blunts, share stages, all this shit. Only thing we ain't share is hoes. You feel me? So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like,
you sure about that?
we family. John, if I slash one of your joints, I'm sorry. I didn't. But overall, like, we a family, and we, you know what I mean? Like, this shit, like, the motherfucking evolution of multiple careers.
I could have saw all that shit. Oh, y'all, I missed all that. This was 2016 when y'all met?
Yeah. Well, I mean, me and Amin knew each other, like, 2013, 2014. We both lived in Arizona, We would never like cross paths. I would go to a Suns game and miss Amin. I mean, like, yo, I did nigga.
The first time I saw Trey, I think it was at the live show, bro.
At the live show, was that right?
Wait. Oh, that's right. Because when Jay was doing the joints originally, y'all weren't Y'all were just doing Skype calls, so you weren't looking.
2015, yeah, 2015 was the first time me and Trey were like.
Did you think he was like tall?
Trey?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Terry?
I don't know. What kind of question is that?
We had did the pod for like how, like a year or so, 2 years or whatever.
Yeah, we had
the first
never
time I met Trey was at a live show.
And oh, but that was, like, that was in New York, though. That was in New York.
Yeah. I was like, yo, this nigga's tall as shit. I don't know why.
I guess a nigga thought I was little or something, Juju. But no, I will say in Seattle, I met some fans of the show. And a white dude came up to me. I don't even know Shawster, bro. He probably listens still. He probably don't. He said, I thought you was some dorky, not white dude, but like just.
Yeah,
like,
he thought you were white. I remember this.
Who said that? Black Trey. He thought you was white.
Trey was white. Yep.
Yeah, he thought I was white, bro. Because I was really articulating myself like OD, right? When I first, because I was like, nigga, I'm on ESPN. Nigga, I don't know. I'm going to be received, right? So I pull up, right? I pull up to go meet with Jake One. But it was five other people from Seattle that wanted to, like, meet me. So I get there, and, you know, like, I'm blasted, bro. Like, a lot of people don't be thinking, even the people I work with now, they don't know. They don't realize I got fucking tattoos. Like, they only can see my hands sometimes.
That's in this particular moment. Here.
That's not that too.
That's the darkest shit. The tattoos don't show up, man.
But it came to a reason. It came to a point where I pulled up and bro was like, oh shit. He tweeted it. He said, yo, this dude could kick my ass. And I was like, I wouldn't do that. First of all,
okay, let's rewind again. Let's go back.
Thank you, Juju. So he said,
he tweeted you this, or he said this to you in person?
He's both. Because the thing is, he was like, I was shitting on some team he liked, right?
Yeah.
So he was kind of like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he's ever crossed my path, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm also not taking it as a threat because I understand the internet, right? Like, sometimes I'm like, I'm never going to meet these people. But I actually fucking met this dude. Okay. So when I came through, he really thought I was a white dude. My name is Black Trey, first of all.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Right? But I guess I sounded white to bruh. So the idea, I'm like, yo, what's up? Yo, such and such? I'm Black Trey. Because I used to introduce myself as Black Trey. And bruh said, Juju, the nigga staggered back, bruh. He staggered back. Like, oh. Short bruh, too, bruh. 5'7", look like a wrestler type cat. I'm just like, nice to meet you, bruh. And then he tweets. He's like, yo, this dude can actually kick my ass. And I was like, I didn't
so
give
he
off
tweeted
the.
That. That's the part. Like, why did he go to Twitter? Like, that's because
it's
bro.
Attention. It's attention, bro. You know the shit is attention, bro. Like, niggas don't really be on some shit like, oh, he a cool nigga. The nigga really just want to say, even if you ran up on a nigga juju and you found a nigga location, nigga gonna say, hey, I'm a big fan. I was just playing. Niggas just saying, I mean, no. Kicking it in Vegas, nigga. We was kicking it in Vegas, nigga, and some fans ran up on me and I squared up because I didn't know. Nigga, we was in the lobby. Remember that small gym, nigga, up in Summer League? And them niggas ran up
on me. Yeah, no. I thought you meant like IST. I was drunk the whole time. I was like, I don't remember.
But some people just don't know how to interact, bro.
They don't know how to interact. Bro, Juju, I thought niggas was running down on us, bro.
Most of the motherfuckers that listen to our shit don't know how to fucking act. Like, that's the thing. That's I love y'all. Thank you for listening and supporting. But, like, y'all are a little socially awkward. It's not like, you know, I don't know, man. Like,
if you see four people running up on you, like, from your, like, you can't really see. I squared up.
Right.
I didn't know how to act, Juju, and I had to apologize because I just was like, I didn't know.
You gotta reach. That shit go, I mean.
In Vegas, too, I'm still by the crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Vegas, too, so I'm still by the crib. I don't know what it is, right, but I'm looking. Me and Amin low-key sauced, too. We were sauced. Like, we had just, like, met up, got a couple drinks, shots, all this shit. And we had a live show coming up too. So it had a lot of people flew in for that shit. So I'm just talking to the nigga because this is like, hey, bro, what we about to do? Well, we trying to figure out the next play. And four motherfuckers running up, not walking up, running up, Juju. I squared up. Nigga said to me, like, oh, I'm like, oh. All right, bro.
Damn, bro. You finna beat all four of them, nigga, huh?
On that note, I feel like we got to do the live show. And I was thinking, like, it would be
We've been talking, Jason. Hold on. We're going to get to y'all.
But I got you. But I want to bring up something in relation to that. Because I was thinking, like, oh, it would be dope if we did it at All-Star Weekend. But we didn't talk about the basketball court that they put in.
Let's end this right here. Yeah, with this shit. This is crazy. So if you don't know, Indianapolis Airport, they put a full court in there. In the terminal, I guess, to like prove to the world, like, yo, we really fuck with this basketball shit. Even though, now let me ask y'all this: you guys are all basketball fans, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like NBA fans,
right?
The Indiana Pacers. Would you say that's like a good team this year?
Yes,
above average.
Okay,
they're solid.
Would you say they're an exciting team this year?
Yeah, not just yet to me.
Not exciting.
I'll say
they're not excited. Juju, I'm just saying exciting. Like, I'm
that okay. You're right. He hit the like, dang time. Yeah, you're right.
Right. Okay. Number 30 in the NBA in attendance.
Where?
Number 30. Wow. 30 out of 30.
60,000. Yeah, you know, they definitely should have fans. Yeah,
that's why I'm like, yo, what? Like, don't come fucking talking to me about how much you fuck with basketball.
Yeah.
And you don't even go support one of the best fucking players in the league.
Right.
Exciting. The team is the best offense in the history of the NBA. They fun as shit to watch. I don't give a fuck if they win or lose. They're fun as shit to watch. Your team has been garbage for years. This year, they're 24-18, and they just made a huge trade to add another all-star caliber player. Like, if I was from Indiana, I would be so excited about the Pacers right now. Like, we're building something.
I think it might be like a residual from them always having boring niggas being their superstars. Like,
but that's them. But we're not talking about the rest of the country.
Indiana games should be packed. I don't see why their games ain't packed. That sounds crazy. I ain't even know this.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Philadelphia would never.
Right, Oklahoma City would never
Spurs, one of the most boring ass teams.
Right.
14th in the league, 18,379. And you say before you say Wembanyama, I'm gonna take it a year ago. Where's the Spurs?
Damn,
I got a diehard Spurs fan.
25th. But that was like an awful Spurs team.
That was a terrible team.
This same Pacers team, which last year wasn't as good as it is this year. But it was exciting. It was 29th. So them niggas actually got worse. Damn. In the process of getting better, they got worse attendance-wise.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Ashamed of yourselves, Indiana.
Don't prove to me. But I digress, because the funny thing was all the fucking memes that came out of it.
Right.
Imagine sitting next to a nigga on your flight after he just...
Can I pull back the layer?
Fucking, Yeah, go ahead.
All right, fine. So this is a bossa nova too, by the way. And we're back. But again, that court, definitely a meme. Motherfucking great memes. I want to see who's bold enough to get arrested and go hoop
on the court.
Yes.
That's definitely,
I promise you, it's going to be a TikTok motherfuckers. Well, all them niggas that just be rolling the ball to motherfuckers and having them shoot. Promise you, someone's going to do that.
So I don't see nobody. I don't know about getting arrested in the airport because that might be some real time. So I.
What when you leaving?
You said what?
Take the shot when you leaving and you out. Like you can't worry about your bags or nothing. You just got to carry on. This got to be a premeditated motherfucking shot.
That shit is crazy though, bro. That shit is crazy.
You gotta hit it,
and you gotta make that shit too. Because if you miss and get arrested, that's
it. Gonna bounce far and hit somebody in the head. Oh damn!
Oh me.
All right, let's wrap it right here. Once again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in and getting all that extra content for you, for everybody. For Black Trey, Big Jerv, J Skills, Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.